Dump Divers in the WNBA, were you taking notes this weekend? I know you ladies were off work this weekend. In most areas throughout the country, trash is collected Monday through Friday. Garbage men and garbage women, they had the entire weekend off work. So I know the lovely women in the WNBA had plenty of time this weekend to watch the women's basketball tournament. I know they had plenty of time this weekend to see what professional basketball at the female level actually looks like. Hell, it's not only WNBA players who should have been paying attention and taking notes this weekend. The dudes participating in March Madness, they should be taking notes too. This is how you create stars. This is how you create drama. This is how you create national interest in your product. Credit to these young women at the collegiate level. They know how to be entertaining. They know how to capture America's attention. Over the weekend, Caitlin Clark said there is more excitement with the women's tournament this year than there is with the real March Madness. And you know what? Katie Rue Clark, she might be right. 5 years ago, the Brooklyn Nets, they were playing the Sixers in Philadelphia. Late in the fourth quarter, D'Angelo Russell, he draws a foul on J.J. Redick. Now, it was J.J. Redick's sixth foul, so he fouled out of the game. As J.J. Redick was leaving the court, D'Angelo Russell, he decides to be polite, and he waved goodbye to J.J. Redick. Now, do you remember hearing about this? Do you remember any fake outrage 5 years ago? Do you remember D'Angelo Russell being accused of lacking sportsmanship? No. Why? Because it's part of the game. Basketball is an emotional sport. Emotions and momentum, it can swing in a matter of seconds. There's shit talking on the court. Players are constantly going back and forth with each other. It's an emotional game. Most people didn't think that D'Angelo Russell did anything wrong, and with good reason, because he didn't. Now, there's a reason I'm bringing that up. Last night, LSU's playing Middle Tennessee State in the second round of the women's tournament, which, by the way, I like how these early round games in the women's tournament are played on their home court. March Madness, I mean, it's exciting on the men's side, but some of the crowds in these early round games, they are completely silent. The arenas are half full. I think they are doing themselves a disservice by scheduling early round games in neutral arenas. But anyway, late in the third quarter, Angel Reese, she's in the low post fighting for positioning. She ends up drawing a foul on some player from Middle Tennessee who couldn't be identified in a one-photo lineup. Either way, the young woman fouls out of the game. LSU, they end up winning the game in a blowout, but the game was tightly contested for 3.5 quarters. After the young woman from Middle Tennessee fouls out, Angel Reese, she channels her inner D'Angelo Russell and politely waves goodbye to her. Watch for yourself.
With 59 seconds, who they get on this? If that's Bonta Raymond, that's number 5. And Junior Anastasia.
Were you offended by that? Did that trigger feelings of pain and emotional trauma? I didn't see anything wrong with it. If you did, let me know in the comments below, because there were plenty of people expressing their fake outrage towards Angel Reese last night. Headline at Athlon Sports. Angel Reese called out for her behavior during LSU tournament game. Headline was similar at USA Today. Thousands and thousands of people on social media were accusing Angel Reese of lacking sportsmanship. Some dude on Twitter who calls himself Patrick Powers, he claimed that he has been watching sports for 60 years. He has never seen a player wave goodbye to an opposing player who just fouled out of the game. Pat Powers also begged these young women to play the game with sportsmanship. You know, I find it interesting that Angel Reese is being accused of lacking sportsmanship because I'm not seeing similar accusations against Caitlin Clark. I'm not seeing the same accusation against Cameron Brink. Take a look at these next two clips. Compare them to what I just showed you from Angel Reese, and then you tell me the difference. Saturday afternoon, Katie Rue Clark and the Iowa Role Players, they were beating up on something called Holy Cross. Late in the second quarter, Iowa's up 19 or 20 points. Now, you would think There would be absolutely no reason for Caitlin Clark to be too upset here. But she was frustrated for some reason because she was consistently complaining at the officials. Caitlin Clark was complaining so much that even her own father was tired of seeing it from her. Watch for yourself.
They understand how to move, and if they're open, she will find them. Martin commits the foul.
Seriously, what is the difference here? Well, KC, Caitlin Clark is bitching at the officials. She wasn't taunting an opposing player. So? It's not like Caitlin Clark hasn't taunted an opposing player before in the past. Those who are obsessed with sportsmanship, you can make a case that constantly complaining at the officials, constantly looking for fouls, it's the same as an innocent goodbye wave and then hyping up your home crowd. How many times have we bitched about NBA players whining at the officials? How many times has Luka Doncic been criticized for constantly bitching at the officials? When Caitlin Clark does it, she's just playing with passion. And look. Caitlin Clark didn't do anything wrong. My point is, neither did Angel Reese. So, how can Angel Reese be criticized while Caitlin Clark escapes criticism? Same goes with Cameron Brink. Late in the fourth quarter last night against Iowa State, Cameron Brink fouls out of the game. As she is walking towards the bench, she looks at one of the officials and appears to be saying, "Fuck you." Watch for yourself.
Waves to her head coach, indicating she's okay.
Well, that doesn't seem very sportsmanlike. That referee, I'm sure he has a family, sure he probably has kids. How do you think little Tom Tom feels seeing this angry young woman tell his daddy, "Fuck you"? Again, what is the difference? Because when Angel Reese does it, if Angel Reese were to do the same thing, she would be criticized for it. When Cameron Brink does it, it's part of the game. I'm sure some people will call this mythical racism. Matter of fact, there's already a lot of people on social media claiming that the only reason Angel Reese gets criticized is because she's a black woman. I don't think it's racism. I don't think race has anything to do with it. It ain't racism. It's not misogyny. I think it's reputation. Angel Reese has a reputation for being a tough physical player. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I showed you guys that clip of Angel Reese pulling the girl's hair while she's going for a rebound? If I remember correctly, during the same game, a fight broke out between LSU and I think it was South Carolina. Angel Reese refused to defend her teammates. After the game, she claimed that she couldn't get involved in the fight because of her status. All the while, Caitlin Clark is perceived as the girl next door. Now, just to be clear, I don't have a problem with any of this. I don't have a problem with Angel Reese doing what she did last night. I don't have a problem with Caitlin Clark and Cameron Brink bitching at the officials. I just think it's interesting how people react or how they overreact to three similar situations. Angel Reese is perceived as the bad girl, while Caitlin Clark and Cameron Brink are playing with emotion. There are also people claiming that all of this is bad for women's basketball. That could not be further from the truth. I think it's great for women's basketball. Matter of fact, we need to see more of this in men's basketball. I haven't talked about men's college basketball all season. I can't think of the last time we have discussed men's college basketball here on the channel. Since November, and especially in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've made several videos on women's basketball. Why? Because it's more interesting. Longtime viewers of this channel, you guys know how I feel about women's basketball. My feelings really haven't changed all that much. I still feel like the product on the court is substandard when compared to the NBA. Well, KC, that's not a fair comparison. You're comparing professional athletes to female collegiate players. No, I'm comparing professional players at the men's level to professional players at the female level. But all kidding aside, I know it's not a fair comparison, but my time is limited, just like I'm sure your time is limited. If I'm going to watch basketball, I want to watch the best. I want to watch elite players competing against each other. It's the same reason that I prefer watching the NFL over watching college football. However, These young women, they are making things interesting. This weekend, I spent more time watching the women than I did watching the men because the women have stars. And why do they have stars? Because the drama they have created since last year, it has built stars in women's college basketball. Controversy creates stars. Athletically speaking, we all know that women can't do the same things that men can do. We are not going to see a Zion Williamson in women's college basketball. We're not going to see an Allen Iverson or a Steph Curry. So they have to find ways to make the game entertaining. I'm not saying it has to be a spectacle, but there's nothing wrong with making the game entertaining. That's what sports are supposed to be, entertainment. Think about it. When did women's college basketball take off? When did they get propelled into the mainstream? Well, KC, it was the athleticism and greatness of Caitlin Clark. No, it was the rivalry between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. It was Angel Reese taunting Caitlin Clark as LSU was winning the national championship last year. I thought the women's tournament was great this weekend. Now, obviously, I didn't watch all of it, but like I said, I did watch more of the women than I did the men because the women have more star power. They have more entertainers. Now, whether that is sustainable long term is another story, but give me your thoughts. Angel Reese is criticized for waving goodbye to someone from Middle Tennessee State who fouled out of the game. Were you bothered by what Angel Reese did? Why do you think she's often criticized? Now, to be fair, sometimes I think Angel Reese deserves the criticism, but I didn't think she deserved it last night. Do you think it's her reputation or do you think there is a racial component? I think it's reputation. What about you? Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.